Our next item is conditional use number 1927, Two Farms Incorporated.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to open this for discussion prior to making any motion.
All right, sir.
Well, I think, Mr. Chairman, if I may speak.
You may.
I think in looking at this conditional use application that's before us, I think the more appropriate application would have been for a change of zone to make the entire area commercial instead of having a blending of the two. However, I understand, you know, in terms of timing, that it may not allow for come back for an additional change of zone. But it is of concern to me that they're carving out an area for conditional use when actually it should all be, since it's all the same property, going to be used for the same property, that it all should be commercial. And it'd be different if they were requesting, you know, a huge expansion, mm-hmm. and we were dealing with a big commercial area. But really, as I saw it, it looked like, that whole area, it would have been a continuation of that commercial area.
We don't see this real often, but this is one of those situations where a change of zone might be a better way to go. Although I understand why they went for the conditional use, and I would suspect that given the size of the parcel that they're likely to come back. In fact, Mr. Ross, you may want to mention that in your motion, that they might be to encourage them maybe. Or suggest or something that they come back and seek a change of zone for the whole parcel.
Gentlemen, I agree with what I've heard so far. I was a little surprised and thought this should have come in as a change of zone. However, we have to act on the application that was in front of us and how it was and what the applicant presented, and we have to be well-meaning as we may be. We have to be careful about coaching the applicant, but I'm prepared to vote on a motion. Mr. Ross has one prepared, and I agree with what Mr. Johnson and Chairman Wheatley have said.
And I agree with you, Mr. Chairman. It's kind of unusual that we do just the opposite. Usually we're recommending to come back with conditional use.
Usually encouraging conditional uses.
Because
yeah.
of the limitations yeah. that can be placed
but
on it.
In this situation, it's
sort of part and parcel of another commercial piece.
Yeah. Mr. Burton, would you like to weigh in?
I can't agree with, I agree with every comment that was said. I think that it's a different looking parcel and it probably should be zoned as a change of zone, but what we have in front of us is a conditional use and I think that's what we should vote on.
Okay. Okay, Mr. Chairman, I think the motion I've drafted will capture those comments and if not, we'll accept any amendments. Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend the approval of CU 1927 for Two Farms Incorporated for a convenience store with gas pumps based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the site is appropriate for a use such as this. It is at the corner intersection of U.S. Route 13 and U.S. Route 24. Two, a portion of this site is currently zoned commercial. The entire site is currently used for commercial or business purposes. The proposed use is consistent with the prior zoning and use of this property. Three, a convenience store with gas pumps is an appropriate use for a property such as this with frontage on U.S. Route 13. It is also in close proximity to the town of Laurel. Four, the redevelopment of this property as a convenience store with gas pumps under either a conditional use or a commercial zoning is in accordance with the current Sussex County land use plan. Five, in making this recommendation, it is also my suggestion that the applicant consider seeking a rezoning of the property to CR1 commercial zoning. That way, the entire parcel will be brought under one zoning classification with more clear guidelines for the site plan and development of the property. With the current split zoning of commercial and AR1, with a conditional use, designing the project is more cumbersome than it would be under uniform commercial zoning for the entire site. Six, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, unless the applicants apply for commercial zoning for the entire property, the use shall be limited to a convenience store with gas pumps. This conditional use shall not affect the ongoing operation of O'Neill's Auction Center store, which also currently exists on the property. B, the applicant shall comply with all DLDOT entrance and access requirements. C, a landscaping plan shall be included as part of the final site plan approval process. The landscape plan shall include details about the buffer along U.S. Route 13 required by the combined highway corridor zone overlay classification that applies to this property. D, one lot is assigned not to exceed 32 square feet in size shall be permitted on the conditional use portion of the site. The sign regulations applicable to the commercial district shall govern the portion of the site that is currently zoned commercial. E, the conditions of the approval shall be noted on the final site plan. And F, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second. The moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 1927, Two Farms Incorporated, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.